A different take on city as melting pot now in this City Life Snapshot from Austin, Texas.
I'm Baldomero Alvarez Frank Cuellar. It's a mouthful. And I am one half of the owners of Rancho Alegre Radio.
Back in the 70s and 80s, conjunto music was everywhere in Austin, and Alvarez is trying to bring it back.
We brought in bands that people hadn't seen here in years. One of them was Rene Joslin, who had to retire due to illness. He hadn't played in like 14 or 15 years. We were expecting a little Rust, and the man blew everybody away with a conjunto. You'll have the bass, the drums, the accordion. You have the vocals and the backup vocals. That's it. Conjunto music comes from European-German influences, especially after World War II. And, you know, it's influenced by everything Spanish, mariachi, and everything accordion, which as far as Polish to Czech to German influences, polkas. And it all meshed because I know nowadays people think of migrant workers as being Mexican, but back in the day, you know, from the stories that my father would tell me, if you were a foreigner, you were a migrant worker. My family came from migrant workers. We picked everything from oranges, cherries, cucumbers. Back in the day, conjuntos were the only ones that were coming to the fields to play. And dances were, we moved furniture out from a house for one night, and everyone did it. I'm not sure who coined it first, conjunto, but it was the nightly gathering to mellow out, maybe have a beer or a drink of whiskey or something, and forget the woes of the next day's job. This will get you ready for the next week, no matter how hard you've had it.
Thanks to Delaney Hall at KUT in Austin for that City Life Snapshot. Delaney is part of LocalOR. That's a national initiative from the Association of Independents in Radio.
Support for the NPR Cities Project comes from members of the American Institute of Architects, working to build better homes, businesses, and communities, building for life. More at AIA.org.